no less an authority than former NIH director Francis Collins, lamented the tidal wave of disinformation we have seen during the pandemic. In a recent interview, he said, "We were basically outgunned dramatically by lies and conspiracies in social media. We should have had our own version of flooding the system with truth." When people use disinformation to create fear, they become agents of evil. Now, there are bright spots amid this darkness. Just last month, a jury in this country awarded close to $1 billion to families of those who lost loved ones in the Sandy Hook massacre. Because one man, with a microphone spoke disgusting and disgraceful lies. The jury flat out rejected his lies and made an unambiguous statement that such evil is not acceptable.
Remember that when you actually go to the facts, everything they told us about the shots, about the virus's origin, every single bit of it is a lie. And it's come out the last 2 months that Fauci and the NIH and CDC have been funding weaponized COVID that kills 80% of humans, not 0.5% or less. So these people are truly a clear and present danger to all of civilization. And now I'm the chosen whipping boy that they can point at and say, there's the bad guy. Albert Bourla last week got an award from the censorship kingpins, the ADL. He's the CEO of Pfizer that helped quarterback the lockdowns, the forced injections, the experimental shots, and the cover-up of the mass deaths and illnesses that have been caused that's now collapsing. Bourla's working with the World Economic Forum and the UN and others to create a global UN-controlled body that will enforce censorship. And if you think the UN isn't powerful, the consortium that basically controls it is, they set it up in the last few years where the UN actually directs the policies to big tech and others that then implement the censorship that is then basically watchdogged and enforced by the ADL. So Bourla, in a speech that I'll play excerpts of next segment, came out 2 nights ago and said that Alex Jones is an agent of evil. He singled me out by name, the only person he singled out by name. He then misrepresented everything I've said, everything I've done. And he talked about the power I have to create fear in the public when they're the ones that use the virus they released and then the insane fear over that virus to terrorize the public into taking the deadly experimental mutagenic gene therapy, Frankenshot, clot shot injections. But before we go to break and come back and cover this, I just want to say that I'm extremely honored, extremely blessed that God has put me in a position to be what the enemy sees as their number one threat. And this is exactly where I want to be. It's exactly why I've done this. But I just want listeners to let it sink in that now, even more than Trump, I am the globalist number one enemy. We've got to ask ourselves, why is that the case? So obviously, I'm in danger. Obviously, InfoWars needs to be prayed for. Obviously, we are at the highest levels of the conflict with these people. And all of this is in God's hands. But God works through individuals. God works through you and I. So I just wanted to thank you all for your prayers and your support, everything you've done. And I want you to just realize that a lot of times when you're close to greatness, and I'm talking about you, not me, but us together are great, working together, a lot of common people like myself don't recognize just how important we are. But I've had a lot of major leaders, and I'll just leave it at that, a lot of household names reach out to me just in the last month, including today, this morning, and just say that they recognize this and understand this and that they've now shifted their paradigm to understand that the globalists are a world government, are a corporate fascist system, and are attempting to set up a total control grid for forced depopulation. So the good news is humanity's waking up. The bad news is the globalists are totally committed and aren't giving up. So it's the immovable object comes into the unstoppable force. And you know what happens when that takes place. But the good news is we're on the trajectory to win, but the worst is yet to come until we come through the clouds into the open blue sky. Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you very much for joining us here today on this live Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022 edition. We stand at the precipice, at the crossroads of the future of humanity. Powerful multinational corporations want control over our bodies, over our very bodily autonomy. And out of the gates, they are hitting us with a very poisonous, toxic substance that colonizes our bodies with prion, self-folding, replicating proteins that attack every organ and tissue in the body. This has been done knowingly so that they can get the general public to buy into it. And then once it's clear that it's causing mass death, they believe that the general practitioners and the nurses and the doctors and the lawyers and the culture will not want to admit that they were wrong, and we'll go under mass Stockholm syndrome, and we'll actively work to suppress those of us that are resisting this and speaking out. This is a classical historic form of corrupting a nation, corrupting a planet under the authority of the private corporations and the WEF that control the UN. So it is with great honor today that I talk about the fact that one of the worst people on the planet, Albert Bourla, who helped with Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab quarterback this medical, biomedical raping of the population, was given an award by the sinister ADL last week. He gave a speech while accepting the award two nights ago and said that I am an agent of evil, that Alex Jones is basically the worst person on earth. Not all the war criminals, not the rapists, not anybody out there. It is Alex Jones that is the big enemy. Alex Jones that is the big threat. He then talks about misinformation and disinformation, and he talks about how the UN and the big corporations are outgunned by the sinister forces led by Alex Jones to lie about the shots and to tell you that they don't work. Bourla came out 2+ years ago and said they were 100% effective. Then they said 91% effective. Then they said 86% effective. Until not effective, you're actually more likely to get sick, get hospitalized, and or die. Africa, on average, is 6% inoculated, and Africa has the lowest level of COVID deaths or illnesses in the world. And we now know that it's people that have been given the injections are much more likely to, quote, have COVID symptoms, because the vaccine creates the very same spike protein that is in the replicating virus. And the lies go on and on and on. So please bear with me and listen to the irony of someone that said the shots are 100% effective in South African trials, 100% effective in American trials, and then they slowly walked that back when now the different heads of federal agencies involved admitted they always knew it didn't work. The head of the CDC, all of them. So they're the ones involved in disinformation. They're the ones that have been caught lying on a massive, massive historic scale. And then they have the nerve to turn around and say that it's I, Alex Jones, that is the real threat. if they're so powerful and telling the truth, why are they so worried about our broadcast? Because they're worried about what you represent, the listeners and viewers, not just populace in America, but populace across the world, because the truth is rising and people are waking up more every day. And it's only just the beginning. The truth is we're dealing with desperate, desperate criminals that know their backs are against the wall. So yes, I expect to be attacked. I expect to be demonized because we're the tip of the spear. That means all of us, this audience, this operation, we are an organization that they see as their awake populist resistance. And so literally, if you're watching or listening to this broadcast, you are the resistance. Now here's Albert Bourla spewing his disinformation and his fraud and his lies. And we'll come back with more analysis and some other big news on the other side.
In thinking about the words of this award, Courage Against Hate, I found myself reflecting on the causes and consequences of hate. And I was struck by the central role of disinformation. Now, I'm not talking about misinformation, which is false information regardless of the intent to mislead. Misinformation is damaging, but it can be innocent. Disinformation, on the other hand, is false information knowingly and intentionally spread. It is always malicious. It is never benign, and it is never acceptable. We need only look to the battle against COVID-19 to see the impact malevolent disinformation about the virus and vaccines and the gross politicization of COVID had to lead to the unnecessary and preventable suffering and death. As close as I am to that situation, you need not take it from me. Highly regarded scientific and medical experts have said the same thing. No less an authority than former NIH director Francis Collins lamented the tidal wave of disinformation we have seen during the pandemic. In a recent interview, he said, "We were basically outgunned dramatically by lies and conspiracies in social media. We should have had our own version of flooding the system with truth." When people use disinformation to create fear, they become agents of evil, and not only against Jews. Whether it is the disinformation about the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, when we were encouraged to fear certain people instead of the disease, or the January 6th attack in the United States Capitol, when lies and conspiracy theories threatened the peaceful transfer of power and resulted in the death of 5 police officers. We know that intentional spreading of false information leads to fear, which in turn leads to tragic outcomes. History is rife with illustrations of the high cost of disinformation, of the harm that can be inflicted when people in positions of power knowingly lie. Now, there are bright spots amid this darkness. Just last month, a jury in this country awarded close to $1 billion to families of those who lost loved ones in the Sandy Hook massacre. Because one man because one man with a microphone spoke disgusting and disgraceful lies. The jury flat out rejected his lies and made an unambiguous statement that such evil is not acceptable. And as a business leader, I was encouraged recently to see companies and organizations quickly sever ties with celebrities and athletes who spew hate, even though these decisions could result in lost revenues or lost games. This is as straightforward as it gets. Something is true or it isn't. Truth is not a shade of gray, and we have an obligation to do our part. When the history of our era is written, what will be said of us? Will it be said that when challenged, we cowered, gave in to fear, and allowed the forces of evil to spread vicious, hateful, malicious lies that advanced a dark, deadly agenda, robbed us from our freedom, and in many cases, our very lives? Or will it be said that we were resolute in our insistence of the truth?
I'm extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.Video or Infowars.com or Newswars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to Infowarsstore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at Infowars.com, and the support of the fight starts at Infowarsstore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support.
Right now, I want to drill back into Pfizer, which again took its directives from Bill Gates, from the WEF, and from the National Institutes of Health, and Dr. Fauci on record. So when he quotes them saying that we're all full of disinformation because they're the fact checkers, remember that when you actually go to the facts, everything they told us about the shots, about the virus's origin, every single bit of it is a lie. And it's come out the last 2 months that Fauci and the NIH and CDC have been funding weaponized COVID that kills 80% of humans, not 0.5% or less. So these people are truly a clear and present danger to all of civilization. And now I'm the chosen whipping boy that they can point at and say, there's the bad guy. Well, I'll tell you who the bad guys are, ladies and gentlemen. It's the ones that are engaged in the type of behavior that's on the front page of Infowars.com. This is such a critical report. I hope everybody gets this out to everyone you know and saves lives. Disturbed and ashamed, disturbed and alarmed, 66 doctors, clinicians, and scientists call for stop to COVID vaccination of pregnant women over serious safety concerns. Again, disturbed and alarmed. And it goes through the studies and the links and what they're actually seeing. There's the New England Medical Journal that came out a year ago finding an 82% rate, not increase, rate, 82% of women in the first two trimesters have stillbirths or miscarriages when they take the shots. And people sit back and they see the boldness of this and they say, how could this be possible? This is so crazy. I mean, this is such a lie that this is good for you or protects you when it destroys your immune system and creates prion disease and blood clots and heart swelling and heart attacks and strokes and everything else. Why are they doing it? Well, they got to do it at some point. They say they want to depopulate us. They say they want death panels. They say they want to euthanize perfectly healthy people. They're doing it in Canada and Europe and starting it here. This is a death cult. That's why the biggest banks, the biggest insurance companies, the biggest oil companies, the biggest tech companies, the biggest big pharma companies fund Extinction Rebellion and all these anti-industrial civilization groups because they want control over everything. And they want control over resources to turn them off, just as they did during the 2 years of lockdowns that took place in Africa, Latin America, and other poor areas of the world, where more now than 60 million extra people starved to death in the last 2.5 years. They are taking a wrecking ball to civilization. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush, with Agenda 21, signed on to in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, was Agenda 21. Then by the year 2000, they officially went into Agenda 2030. And by then, you own nothing, you have nothing, and they've already begun the depopulation of the planet. So they believe there's too many of us. They believe we should just roll over and die. And they're targeting pregnant women with a shot that makes their baby have an autoimmune response and the body have an autoimmune response. And then the body kicks out the baby because the baby is producing toxic nanoparticles that are self-replicating, and the body doesn't know what to do, and the baby doesn't know what to do. And to call these people monsters is an understatement. So when you're sitting there watching an ADL summit or a Southern Poverty Law summit or a WEF summit, and they're talking about the number one threat is disinformation, yes, it's the number one threat to them being able to carry out their operations. So I know you as an audience of activists know this, but I want it to burn into your brains and into your bones and into your soul that you are the only hope of these children. You're the only hope of these pregnant women. You're our only hope. We are each other's only hope, collectively coming together and realizing what we're up against and what's happening. And look, just a week ago, it looked like NATO was about to attack Russia, all based on the lies that Russia fired missiles into Ukraine, or missiles at Ukraine that went into Poland. And of course, now it turns out none of that was true, and they fired the AP reporter and others that put out the lie at the behest of Zelensky, who is a true madman, a very dangerous man. But what about Zelensky? If the AP reporter and others that are putting these lies out are disgraced, what does it mean about the true agents of disinformation and misinformation and outright lies that are people like Zelensky? I'm not for Russia going into Ukraine. I'm not for the war, but I'm also not for lies that escalate the war and bring us into a nuclear war. And so all of us should be very threatened and very upset by this. And the good news is more and more people across the political spectrum realize this isn't even political now. This is about survival. This is about common sense. And this is about realizing how much danger our planet's in. If you go research even mainline patents and mainline press releases, there are hundreds of biotech and big pharma nanotech companies. They're all basically the same. They're all merging together and have cross disciplines. They're now putting mRNA into goats and sheep and cows and horses and chickens and all these different plants and animals, and just infecting our whole civilization with synthetic genetics. And out of the gates, they're bringing us poisons and toxins to undermine civilization. If they were really smart, they'd roll this stuff out, and it has a lot of good benefits with some side effects, some deadly, when it's done right. But instead, they're rolling it out deadly to begin with to test the cover-up and see what they can get away with next. So the escalation curve in their takeover is so incredibly dramatic that we have to know that they've decided they're losing, they've decided humanity's waking up, and so they're trying to accelerate the collapse of civilization, depopulation, in an attempt to stop us from peacefully having a renaissance of awakening and taking back civilization through better culture and better ideas, and of course, most importantly, a rediscovery of God, country, and family, and rugged self-individualism. So again, to all the viewers and all the listeners and all the activists of this broadcast, you are the reason the enemy is so upset. It is your word of mouth. It is your prayer. It is your financial support that is bringing their juggernaut of evil to a standstill. We are beginning to turn the corner because of you and your actions. So I ask you again, share the word about the broadcast, share the articles, share the links, keep doing what you're doing, but intensify your efforts. You are the main engine, the mind, the guts, the soul, the blood, the brain, the tissue of this thing. You are the spirit of resistance. You're the spirit of victory. And please get great products now at InfoWarsStore.com that will enrich and empower your life. Biggest sale of the year, up to 60% off with promo code 1776, double Patriot points, and the biggest sale in our history with this added sale a free item with every order, no matter how small or how big. It's randomly selected by the shopping cart computer when you order everything from InfoWars flags to American flags to books to films to sticker packs to just so many other great items at InfoWarsStore.com. A free gift randomly selected by the computer with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. So many of these products are about to sell out, but despite that, we're keeping them massively discounted, double Patriot points, and the free gift, InfoWarsStore.com. The deal ends in just 10 days.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been studying the globalists for more than 30 years, and I have tracked the fact they're obsessed with keeping the general population of the planet, particularly America, from producing our own free market solutions and ideas. They want monopolies over the economy. And we saw that in the last 3 years, blocking therapeutics, blocking scientists and researchers that expose the truth about COVID and its origins or its treatment. And there have been so many great telephonic sites and organizations and groups that popped up with the therapeutics that saved potentially millions of lives, bare minimum, hundreds of thousands. But now, the platinum standard of medical doctor researcher, Dr. Peter McCullough, working with other top doctors from around, not just the US, but Canada and around the world, have come up with OnlineHealthNow.com, the wellness company, so that it's a one-stop shop. So when they take over Big Pharma, when Big Pharma takes over local medicine, the answer is going to doctors, going to organizations and groups that actually care about you and aren't working with the power structure. That's how free market works. And it's so important, believe me, my own life, my family's life, that I had Patriot doctors and telephonic medicine during the heat of the pandemic that saved members of my family's life. And I felt like I was dying, I think saved my life. But now, the platinum standard of this, Dr. Peter McCullough, is heading up a major organization to bring this revolution to the general public. So this is a revolutionary act, ladies and gentlemen, taking control of your health freedom today at OnlineHealthNow.com with the wellness company. Dr. Peter McCullough, spend a few minutes telling us about this revolutionary action.
Alex, thanks for introducing the most positive development we've seen now in decades. For the last 3 years, we've had a continuance of fear in dark news day by day by day. It's so wonderful to bring you a positive solution, the wellness company. We have tremendous physician leadership, wonderful e-commerce support staff, have a website that is second to none, a cell phone app, and it's up and running. This alternative healthcare system has uncensored content, virtual appointments with doctors, other healthcare providers, and integrates with community pharmacies, your local laboratory and in vitro diagnostics, imaging companies, treatment packages, real expertise in acute and post-COVID syndrome, vaccine injury syndromes, all your usual primary care needs, certainly handling prescription needs on demand, and then has holistic products in an online store, including nutraceuticals and supplements, all in one package, the Wellness Company, for a low monthly price. Each and every one of you are invited to join this nationwide platform and get assistance when you really need it. Let's never have a situation with COVID-19 like we had where people could not get access to care. I'm so proud to be a part of this new venture.
This is exactly what we need, so we're not sucker punched when they try the next viral release out of one of their labs. OnlineHealthNow.com, OnlineHealthNow.com. I had dozens of other great telephonic groups and organizations on that did a great job in the last 3 years. But now you guys are creating an umbrella group, bringing everybody together and taking it to the next level. Everybody should bookmark it. You should call. You should sign up today. Because not just the prescriptions, not just the meetings, not just the diagnostics, not just meeting with the doctors and others, but the amount of free information and the studies and the reports and the facts and the information is a brain trust, now more important than ever with all the big tech censorship we're seeing over our health. OnlineHealthNow.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Peter McCullough.
Thank you.